We hold tight to our calendars, our to-do lists, our routines, tethering ourselves to structure, to expectation, to the comforting illusion of control. We set intentions, visualize outcomes, and add up and line the pieces like we're building a future we can guarantee. But we can't know what's coming. Not really. Not ever. Life moves on its own current. It surges and recedes, quiets and crashes, with no concern for our well-laid plans. And that truth can feel terrifying. So we grip tighter. We hold on to that knowing, like it's a shield. But here's the deeper practice, the one that meets us again and again. Letting go. Letting go of how we thought it would feel. Letting go of what we thought would happen. Letting go of who we thought we'd be by now. Choosing to let go, not as an act of defeat, but as an act of devotion. Not as giving up, but as giving over to something more honest, more real, more alive. Surrender isn't passive. It's presence. It's the moment we stop resisting and start listening. It's the choice to release our grip, to soften the edges, and to trust that even in uncertainty, we're being shaped. Letting go is not something we master once and for all. It's a rhythm, a ritual, a return. Again and again, we're offered the opportunity to unclench our hands and come back to now. And now. And now. So maybe the invitation isn't to have it all figured out. Maybe it's to feel our way through. To prepare not for one perfect outcome, but for our own presence. Resilient, responsive, rooted in breath. You don't have to know what's next. You just have to know. You'll keep choosing to be here, now.